Bring them around after the Yolanda Talk Your Favorite Show.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, there's no new episode of South Park this week on Comedy Central, so grab your member berries because we're going down memory lane, ranking the top three episodes of Randy Marsh. We each have our picks, but before we even get into it, we kind of have to introduce ourselves. Now, also, be warned, you may agree, you probably will disagree, but nonetheless, leave a comment below, let us know that you hate us, whatever you want. Starting with the first person you are most likely to hate, contestant number one, Stephen Lemieux.
Hey guys, how's it going? You can find me on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux, S-T-P-H-E-N-L-E-M-I-U-X. Words with venom, words that bind, words used like weapons to clap my mind. I'm a person, I'm a man, but no matter how hard I try, people just say, hey, there goes Christian Blatt, and he can be found on Twitter at Instagram, at Christian DMZ.
I really don't want to follow that. That was beautiful.
Randy wouldn't want to either.
I'm Steph Zabra, and you can follow me at Steph Zabra.
All right.
Let's get into it.
There you go.
Steph's a bro.
Steph's a bro.
Perfect. So this episode...
No, make fun of me.
Oh, sorry.
This episode is all about showing our love for one of the greatest characters in all of TV history, let alone South Park, Randy Marsh, the true civilian that no matter what is happening in the world, he is all about full commitment.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And, you know, as I believe the only father here, he is definitely my role model as a dad. Like, I can't wait till my son's a little bit older so I can be more like Stan.
More I mean, like Stan?
Yeah. I meant Stan. No, I meant Randy.
You're gonna ask every day, what did you learn today, Felix?
The answer is nothing.
Nothing.
But also, let's point out for those watching on YouTube that Phil and I are both wearing Randy Marsh-inspired solid blue button-down T-shirts.
That's right.
Or shirts.
Yeah, I was wondering. I feel like Stephen and I missed that memo.
No, we got the wardrobe memo though. we're twinsies right now.
Absolutely. All right. So. Without further ado, let's start with pick number three. Why not girls first?
Pick number three. Well, okay, it's Phil and I are sharing this one, but it is off the ledge. I think exactly for that reason, I love how he goes all out. I love how the boys hate baseball because I would hate playing too.
The losing edge.
The yeah. losing edge the off the ledge. Ledge.
Yes. Off the wall. I mean, I think
Lee is off the ledge.
Off it was the off ledge. The wall.
Yeah, and. Can we play the video of how he was kept?
Yeah, here we go. This is the future Christian Blatt, ladies and gentlemen.
The highlights. Can't wait. Highlights.
I'm not allowed to stand up for myself. I thought this was America.
Yeah, huh? Bro.
Isn't this America?
Yeah, bro.
I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was in America. I'm sorry. What, is this a communist country?
The music was an absolute great part of the episode.
Around. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's also a sneak preview of how you'll see me at the AfterBuzz Christmas party at the end. So,
this was AfterBuzz.
Sequel to last year and the year before that.
Yes, exactly.
And every time you're at the Tomorrow Show?
Possibly.
So for clarity, that was season 9, episode 5. And for more clarity, why did you, like, what about Randy in that episode stood out?
I loved Randy the entire episode, but then at the end when he was had his own self people talking to him, made up people in his head, and the boys cheering him on, and then he took on Bat Dad on his own, and then the Rocky song started, I was like, slow clapping in my house for him. What did you like? What was your reasoning for that? It had to be similar.
Well, especially because in this day and age of political culture, you know, I really like the message. What? I thought this was America, bro. Come on. So back to basics. Like, yeah, it's America. And you know what? I'm inspired that he really believed that everyone needed him to beat up the other dads. And you know what? He did. And then he met someone who was bigger and stronger. And you know what? By hell, he was like, I'm not afraid. I'm going to do it.
Yes.
And he did it.
he was an inspiration to all of us in this episode. Whether you're a dad or not, if you just want, you know, want to fight with some guy who's bigger than you and take your shirt off, we could all be more like Randy in this episode.
I still have to say that the highlight of this episode for me was the juxtaposition between Randy, his attitude, and then the kids' attitude towards the baseball games. And that they just wanted to lose as quickly as possible, and it was a competition to lose, while Randy's just taking it so seriously and kicking the other dad's asses.
Yeah, I love when South Park has, like, a weirdly good ending for everyone. That was one of the episodes.
Absolutely. So that was Steph's number three pick. Let's go right on over to Christian Blatt.
It would be Pinewood Derby, because only Randy Marsh could cheat at a kid's little wooden car race and somehow managed to take that and bungle first contact with an alien race and getting Earth banned from the rest of the universe. You know, it's always starts so small with Randy, and it doesn't just get big. It got intergalactic in this case. And he has some great lines. I'll just get to one of them. Stan, Daddy needs to teach you something about tells. You need to learn how to lie correctly someday. Don't look up and away. Or rub your neck. And it's really good, you know, it's a really good lesson for all of us, is to know how to lie, you know? I think it's very important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Christian, that's a really good point you made.
Well, the video we're about to play is graphic in nature because this isn't Randy. It's the effects of Randy's decisions to lie. Go ahead. Play the clip. Kids, look away.
Show me potato salad!
Look on everyone's face when our Pinewood Derby car passed the finish line? It was all like, rawr, and people were all like, whoa. And then it was all like, yeah, and people were like, no way. 1.8 seconds. We're going to do it, Stan. We're finally going to win state. Yeah, Hollis, it's Randy Marsh. You have your Pinewood Derby down there in Littleton today?
Yes, we certainly did, Marsh. And, of course, little Emmett won first place as usual.
Oh, yeah? Stan won again, too, up here. Yeah. Guess we'll see you at the state finals like usual. Our what? Oh, what was our time? Oh, nothing great. Just 1.8 seconds. Oh, yeah, you heard me right, Hollis. 1.8 seconds. You're going down this year. You're our bitch. This year you are our bitch. Tell him he's our bitch, Stan.
You're our bitch.
Great parent.
Yeah, you're our bitch, Hollis.
That's great, Marsh. Just one problem. Emmett's car clocked in at 1.2 seconds. It's the fastest car we've ever built. So. 1.8 won't even get you close. So we'll see you in Denver, little guy.
I just love the inclusive we.
Yeah.
We built it.
Fuck! God damn it! Fuck! 1.2! They got a motherfucking 1.2! We're gonna lose to those goddamn cocksuckers again! Son of a fucking whore, cocksuck asshole, fuck! All right, Stan, just regroup, all right? We've got to just stay calm! Ass-licking barf shit, fuck! No, Stan, we still have a shot. It's gonna be okay. We just have to modify the car some more. Fucking ass whore, fuck!
So there you go.
Father
you
know of the year.
By the way, I thought for a second the clip we were gonna play was the one where that dad, who references cocksucker, kills himself because he lost.
Brutally, by the way. Yeah, I forgot how graphic it was, but yeah, it was nice. Just one other favorite thing from Randy in this is when the space cops show up and they, you know, hey, it looks like you guys send a bunch of nuclear weapons over to Finland, and they he doesn't react appropriately, so he's like, oh no, not Finland, oh. So it was a very just a little Randy moment there.
Absolutely. All right, Steven, your pick for number three.
Which did I go with, right?
Overlogging.
Overlogging.
I love how I have to give you your pick.
Yeah, thank you. Well, because I just love them all, Phil. They're just all Randy. No, Randy's great because he's the litmus test for the average American. He's literally like the control group in the experiment that is South Park. Any of the changes that happen in society, Randy is the one that they're like, okay, how does this directly affect this guy? So overlogging, how would it affect the average American if all the internet went away? And that's what we discover in Overlogging.
So this is the one. It basically plays like Grapes of Wrath. And by the way, that is season 12, episode 6. And for a long time, he doesn't have the internet. And so, of course, what is he going to do? And by the way, it's not just fine to like look at just pictures and things like that, because we've all been so accustomed to a higher grade of porn, but this is what it leads to.
Do not group me and you.
This is you don't watch porn to this level. Go ahead, play it, Anthony.
that was a ghost. this ectoplasm. Did you see the ghost? It ran through here and slimed me. No, that wasn't me. That was a spooky ghost.
So there you go.
So glad we had that clip.
Steph, it's very educational, by the way, because absolutely, that's what happens to a man if he's built up enough.
I had no idea. This seems extremely unhealthy.
That's why we gotta have our porn.
You start with lesbian, and then you build your way up to two Asians vomiting in each other's mouths.
This is like
and
the
deep
sex that I never wanted nor asked for.
Look, this is a direct quote from the episode. Okay, so God. I can talk about two Asian girls vomiting in each other's mouths. It's science, really.
Oh my God!
I just love that they're like, he used up all the porn for everyone. Now everyone. And the lesson of the episode,
oh, yeah,
the lesson of the episode is that maybe we shouldn't take things for granted. Maybe we should use things sparingly and only look at porn on the internet maybe twice a day.
Oh, I thought it was once. I did like that part was hilarious. I had no idea where he was going with that.
No, I think Brazilian fart porn is probably once a day. Just but once a day.
It was a brilliant episode because this is around the same time where like the huge global warming movement was big for like carbon and everything, but also like saving water because California was going through a huge drought at the time. So the fact is that they're pairing up the whole water conservation with internet.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I thought it was really well done. And this is like brings me back to the days where like the things that they discussed were super poignant while being really, really, really gross as shit.
Yeah.
Like the fact that scene was on television.
Yeah. And like, that's like the headline. If you look up the episode, that photo just comes on like 800 times.
I don't understand. Why would that be?
What's the issue?
Yeah, because there
it's
was
plasma.
A spooky, there was a spooky ghost. Thank you, Phil.
It's
yeah,
clearly explained.
Yeah,
in the narrative.
Well, like season 12, that was what, 9 years ago?
It's 2008. So yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so like even back,
can
like,
you imagine? People were probably horrified. In a good way. I think people needed that.
Christian's number one pick definitely will, will leave people
can't
horrified.
Wait.
Oh, man.
All right, but before we get there, my number three pick is medicinal fried chicken. And this is the one where Randy tries to purposely get cancer.
To smoke weed.
Yes, and of course he gets testicular cancer. And here's a clip from the episode. Here we go.
Didn't he put his dick in a microwave?
He attempted many things, yes.
Okay.
You are correct.
Yeah, more like
Sharon!
Teabagged the microwave.
Sharon!
Yeah.
Hey,
but who
Sharon
hasn't?
By the way, they're literally just showing nuts.
Mr. Marsh, I'm afraid that the test came back positive. You do have testicular cancer.
Can I smoke?
Gore! Now, the good news is it hasn't spread anywhere. We should probably schedule to have them re- Yeah. But for now, can I finally get my prescription, please? Your prescription for what? Buffalo soldier! Part of America! Stolen from Africa!
He's so happy.
She was fighting.
But the problem is then he, of course, doesn't fit. Because his nuts are too big.
1 ounce of purple orpal, 2 ounces of fisherman's friend, and a half ounce of Alabama Kush.
You can pause it there.
I love where he just smokes right in Barbara Brady's face. Nice.
Well, because of course he's got the card.
Yeah.
He's got testicular cancer. Well, you know, it's... Of course. So, anyway, that's a great episode. Who on earth would actually get real cancer to get medicinal marijuana?
I mean, I think it's funny because it just takes it to the 10th degree in terms of like what people were willing to do to get a drug that is now so common, because like people were doing stupid shit to get prescriptions.
No,
for marijuana.
I really did have anxiety, okay.
Yeah, well, like my brother's dispensary card says chronic pain. It's like people would like hurt themselves, they bruise themselves, they do all sorts of crazy shit.
No, I fell.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I almost made a really terrible joke, but I will refrain.
All right, so there's our top there's our picks for the top.
So third, those are our third. Three. Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right. So coming in at pick number two for each of us, starting with Steph.
Number two was 2 days before the day after tomorrow. I loved that episode because I watched the South Park rundown basically about what that episode was about, which is clear, making fun of the day after tomorrow, which was the funny. I watched that in theaters and I thought that was the funniest movie ever. But I liked how Randy, like we all said, always goes like balls to the wall and whatever's up and coming and important. And I love how he got the whole town to be scared to go in. Where did they go? They went to some, he locked them all up in the community center. And then he was drawing the diagram and it ended up being a dick. And he's like, oh my God, seriously.
I think that's what we have right there. Yeah.
Sorry guys. Well, it's better in person. So let's see it.
Like us in the middle states have to ride it out. The balmy southwestern states might have a chance, but New York will have tidal waves that envelop all of the Northeast.
They're just all looking at him.
What, Frank?
Frank.
Frank's loving it.
Oh, God damn it.
Here's what I loved about it. Also, just the fact of, like, they put on as many robes as they can. They're going through the heat, and he's like, it's hypothermia. We're really cold.
That's the final stage of hypothermia. We gotta get to the building.
Absolutely.
If you notice, he's wearing a cape there, because he's the town hero, which we all acknowledge.
I also like that it plays on the fact that, like, the day after tomorrow, the film itself was just so outrageous and ridiculous that this one guy can predict all of this through, like, his one field of expertise. And I think that's kind of what they play with the fact that, like, Randy looks at the linographs for earthquakes, and he's already predicting, like, all these weather patterns and everything based off just the earthquake linography, whatever it's called. I can't remember what the tool is. And it's just ridiculous.
Seismograph.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tremors.
Yeah.
But Kevin Bacon. I think that's exactly how he represents exactly how people would actually act if something does happen like that. Everyone's like, it's too late. It's too late. We should have listened.
We didn't listen.
We didn't listen.
There was a hilarious thing during Hurricane Irma, I think it was. That was the previous one, right? That destroyed Florida.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So during Irma, there were actually three tropical storms at the same time in the Atlantic Ocean. And people looked at it and then took pictures from the day after tomorrow and put them side by side. And they're like, look at this. It's the same. They're even all turning in the same direction.
That's sick.
And people are like, you know, like
the direction that hurricanes always turn.
This is proof. So people do act like Randy. People do act like Randy. Any excuse to just go crazy and expect the worst.
There's a little Randy in all of us.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Sometimes more than one. all right. Go ahead, Christian.
My number two is from way back in season three, spontaneous combustion. So here we see scientific genius Randy. Randy we don't see very often anymore. And he has all the highs of everybody loves him when he figures out that people are just afraid of farting in front of their new boyfriends and girlfriends. And then, of course, they hate him when holding or letting out the farts is something that is causing global warming to run out of control. But then he goes back to people at least kind of liking him. So it's a great roller coaster that we're on with Randy. And the funniest thing is that he's the greatest scientific mind in South Park because he's the only scientist in South Park.
Except for the mad scientist.
Yeah, even though he's a geologist.
Love that logic.
Yeah. And it's because it's from so long ago, I know it's off topic. There's like, of course, Kenny dies. We see Mr. Hat. Mephisto gets into a little beef with him. And of course, Chef. So it was like, there were so many things. It's like, wow, this was a long time ago. But I thought that it was great. If for no reason other than the fact that Cartman is actually crucified and left on the cross for three straight weeks because the guys forget about him. But we also see Naked Randy, to bring it back to Randy. There's a Randy statue. Moderately well hung, I didn't notice.
Well, we'll talk. We're going to get into some fun stuff there, too. But yeah, yes. because it's from season three, I just couldn't pull a clip. And you know what? The episode's called Spontaneous Combustion.
Yeah.
So I thought it was fitting that there is no clip.
Yeah, well, they were there, but the clip held in its fart for so long that it wasn't there.
Is that one of the first episodes where Kenny dies first?
No. Kenny died in all of them up until a certain point. And yeah, it's like in the first couple of minutes. He's the first one to combust, and it's the whole... Oh my God! You killed Kenny, you bastards!
Yeah,
it's like it's the whole thing.
They're like, he looks so cute when he's not in his sweater. He's shriveled.
Yeah, that was a great close up of Kenny's coffin. But people who do want to watch it can find it on Hulu if you have a subscription to that.
There you go.
Or ask Steven for his password.
Oh yeah, I give it out to strangers all the time.
I know you do.
That among other things,
it's whiteliberal@gmail.com.
Password is # I'm with her.
Huffington Post.
Half your email will get to Steph.
All right. Steven, you're number two pick.
Cock Magic.
Oh.
So I am, in fact, a nerd and used to play Magic the Gathering. So this episode
not
was...
where I thought that was going.
I mean, I still play it from now and then, but I don't, like, buy the stuff all the time anymore. But, like... This was one of my favorite episodes that season, just for the sole fact of, like, I know for a fact that, like, parents can be no more uninterested in the game of Magic the Gathering when kids are interested in it. So the fact that Randy mistakes it for Magic, and then the kids, they add this second layer to it to Roosters playing Magic, which becomes Cock Magic, and Randy is amazing at Cock Magic.
Back in his high school, the college days.
In the college days. And just the whole show that he puts on for Cock Magic, it's just amazing. Yes. Like, bringing the towel out here and then having his dick come out the side of the towel from there is just impressive. Randy's very good. And just the fact that Sharon's already just, like, in the know about this shit. It's like, Randy, no. Don't bring back Cock Magic.
By the way, I've been bringing back Cock Magic for years, and I am going to do a special performance on New Year's Eve.
Oh my gosh.
But there's not too many moments in television that, like, you see the setup, you know what's happening, but it's still just satisfying and fucking hilarious. And when the episode gets to the point where you just see a bunch of little kids at a birthday party, and the mom's like, all right, we have the magician here. You're just like, I already know what's happening. But you just, like, it just still hits so well when all the kids are,
Forgot about that part.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we have his final performance here, so go ahead. Let's play the clip of Cock Magic.
Oh my God.
Great music choice. That's great magic.
That's
right,
magic.
We're about to produce something wonderful. I mean, Steph, look. You're amazed by this. Would you not be amazed if someone in real life could do Cock Magic?
I mean, it's hard not to be amazed by it, but I totally forgot about the shock value that is that episode.
It's a little ridiculous.
It's so fitting,
but it's good
of you picking that episode. I should have known.
I'm sorry. What does that mean?
I thought all of you guys would pick that episode and the chicken one.
Yeah, we have roosters, so we have to pick that episode.
That's a great point.
That's why I was surprised when you guys picked the ones I picked. Because I thought I would be the one in the clear.
Look, our roosters help us stay woke.
Listen, how about this? Clearly if you want to stay on the subject,
so incorrect.
Staying on the subject of phallic objects.
Yes, please.
Go to absolutely the episode TMI.
Yes.
And this was a great one because, so this is season 15, episode 4. And Randy, being the scientist that he is, he explains to us how to properly measure cock size.
You know, this really helped me as a young adult, too.
Yeah, so let's get ready for some informative knowledge.
Matter is length times diameter plus weight over girth divided by angle of the tip squared, okay? When we are talking about penis size, we can't just use a tape measure. We need a scale and a protractor as well. Let's look at it on the graph here. Follow along with me on your study sheets, kids.
By the way, the whole notion of this episode was the fact that there's guys with smaller penises. In order to make them feel adequate, we just need to make up a bullshit formula so that way they go from less than average to above average, regardless of what their actual dick size is.
Fun fact, the actual scientific method to measure dick size is the water displacement method.
Adam Carolla has been preaching that for years.
Like, I don't even want to ask.
There's a bowl of water, and it's marked off. You put your
stuff in it. Thank you.
And however much it rises, that is your overall size.
This seems very inconclusive.
This is something they teach in sex ed.
It's not. What do you mean? It's not. It's the water rises. That's weight. The overall volume, not the weight.
Okay.
In some of the more like middle class and upper class neighborhoods, they actually take a cast of it and make a mold, and then they fill it with the gel and like wait for it to harden, and then they do the water displacement method.
That's so useful.
Well, because you don't want to take your junk out in front of other people, but it's like drug testing. They need to know that you didn't cheat.
Yeah.
Wait,
okay.
So are they like half mast?
I mean, it depends on the temperature of the room. How cold is the water? There's a lot of great factors that go.
There's a lot of variables, but again, you got to have your control groups and isolate a lot of these variables.
And
so
look,
some you right now?
Some guys have placebo penises, you know, and then you have the actual cocks that you want to get the right measurement.
Fun fact, it was really, really, really debilitating for Lance Armstrong because he literally lost nearly half his size. The displacement just really screwed
him
over.
It was the greatest tragedy in his life.
It was.
Yeah. We'll come up with a new formula just for Lance so he doesn't have to feel inadequate. All right, so that's our number two picks. Now, for the final round, pick number one. This is your all-time favorite Randy Marsh episode. And as we always do, let's start with you, Steph.
Okay, well, this one is my all-time favorite, I would think, but it was a hard choice. It was about last night. Probably you hate it, maybe. I don't know, just because it had to do with Randy being an Obama fan.
Why would Steven hate that episode? It's a very funny, well-made episode.
Yeah, I guess
episode.
You're right. You're right. My bad. Anyway,
you're so presumptive.
I know.
John
I'm
McCain's
sorry.
In the episode.
I'm feeling a little bit indigenized at the moment.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You actually probably loved it because there was unity there. John McCain and Obama linking up was epic to steal, what was it, the diamond? Some huge diamond. Michelle Obama was a queen. And I loved, obviously, my favorite part was Randy because he is the instigator and the bringer together of everything. He unifies people and makes people want to cause war with each other. So I loved that. And I loved how he cussed out his boss, obviously, and then got fired the next day. That's always good.
It's what you're supposed to do.
Well, because you thought there was change.
That was the Republican
change. Everything's changed.
I do like how they wake up and everyone's like, I guess there's nothing that different, nothing that bad, that everyone either was cheering or killing themselves if you were a McCain fan and drinking too much if you were an Obama fan. That's how it went?
I believe that's the way I remember it, yeah. But obviously...
An accurate portrayal.
off of Randy for a second, from a production standpoint, the episode the day after the election is always the most impressive because of the crazy schedule they're on.
Yeah.
You know, they power through right up until noon on Wednesday when they have to be done. And you're like, well, how did they know? You know, it's crazy how topical they can make that episode. And this one would be great whenever they did it, but the fact that it was, you know... The election returns came in, and they're like, okay, well, now we can start figuring out the episode.
Well, here's the issue with that, though, is that they usually can do it in such a way that whoever wins, it's a good episode.
Yes.
The unfortunate part was with this past season, they were so sure that Hillary was going to win that the entire season was leading up to a payoff that only worked if Hillary won.
Mm-hmm.
So it really kind of was a letdown at the end of the season.
And they just loosely focused on Bill Clinton being the first gentleman. They still, because that was the whole point of the episode, was going to be that. And then they just had like a quick joke with it.
Hey, I'm Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
and
wanted
I'm Bill.
To do more.
And we're two Bills.
That is true, though. I think that is why I like this one so much, because I feel like it worked out perfectly.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. They had the plan for both of
which
them.
Which episode? That wasn't the one with change. Stand, change.
No, that's the homeless one.
Okay, yeah. I was like, Where am I thinking?
California is
really
to
cool
the
to the homeless.
All right,
that was a good episode.
Christian Black.
My number one is the most Randy Marshist Randy Marsh that I could think of. With apologies to Jesse Jackson, in case you don't remember, Randy is on Wheel of Fortune. The category is people who annoy you.
And before you even say it, let's just cut to the clip.
Yep.
This is what opens up the episode.
And oh, please. Okay, well, looks like you're going to get a lot of help here.
I like how they changed the...
Is people who annoy you.
Okay, he's got all the letters except for one.
And the black guy behind the camera who leans out is the funniest part.
10 seconds, Mr. Marsh.
Well, I know it, but I don't think I should say it.
5 seconds, Mr. Marsh.
All right, I'd like to solve the puzzle. Niggers!
Huh? Oh.
We were looking for naggers.
Yeah, we see a lot of different sides of Randy here, but the best is the trying to still be upbeat Randy right after that is like, well, gave him my best shot. You know, at least we had a fun trip. And then he's like, oh, Stanley, the only reason Daddy used that word is because he thought he'd win money. And the actual apologizing to Jesse Jackson is
kissing
so
his ass.
Amazing. Apologize after he gets his ass out. And that is great. But of course, Randy's able to take up a cause because he doesn't like being known as that N-word guy. And that's not how he says it in the episode, but it's sure how I'm going to say it.
Well, you can't say it anymore because the word is banned.
Well,
the combination, the term.
Yeah,
the term.
The N-word has to be separated from the word guy by at least 7 words, thanks to Randy Marsh and Mark Furman and Michael Richards, who were kind enough to also be up. But I don't know, just him being such a jackass, but then taking up a cause. Every part of this was so Randy. And I did borrow from it a little bit in the intro, but spoken word Randy is a pretty great part because in front of the mostly black crowd, he uses the N-word so many times. It's like he's trying to make it better, and he just uses it even more. So that is my personal favorite for Randy Marsh for all time.
I'm trying to think of what it was at the time because it wasn't the N-word that they were trying to ban at the time in the news.
Oh, that's
in
a good
the news
point.
At the time, it was, I think it was the FAG word.
In South Park?
No.
In real life.
In real life, yeah.
I feel like that's
a word
has always been banned.
Wait, the FAG word?
No. The N-word's never been banned. No word has ever been banned.
Yeah.
Well, it should be.
Well, yeah.
Of course it should be.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I thought that
that's
was
the
like
point of the episode.
The point of the episode was that all of these news outlets were reporting on the fact that somebody made a motion. I think it was fag. I think the word fag, they wanted to ban that word.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
So they were trying to ban the word fag from the English dictionary. So it wasn't listed in dictionaries. It wasn't technically a word anymore, like all this stuff. And the reason that the South Park was so poignant was because you have a word like that, which they had just played with, and I think it was before this, with the bikers, where they call the bikers fags. And it's like all the gay guys are offended. It's like, no. We don't mean you. We mean those fags who are like revving their motorcycles and coming through. Yeah. And even when they're not on their bikes. That's a great episode. But because in the news they were trying to ban that word, and it's like everyone was like, you're going to ban that word before.
Okay.
So that's why this episode was so poignant at the time.
Oh, I didn't know that. Thank you for the history lesson.
So when the episode victimizes Randy to such the point that N-word guy is like the worst insult ever and he has to ban it because it's hurt
like,
so many people.
And you don't know what it's like to be called, you know, to be identified by something bad that happened to you is very funny.
Did they play that you don't know what it's like? Did they play that?
No, they didn't. But it's funny because the actual, like at the heart of it is this great back and forth between Stan and Token, and it actually comes to the point of like, oh, I get it now. I don't get it, and I can't get it. And Token's like, exactly.
Now you get it.
Yeah,
now exactly.
That's right. I totally don't get it.
Yeah.
It was an episode on privilege before 2016.
woke.
Yeah, it was woke before woke was woke.
I know, man.
All right, well, that actually happens to be Steven's number one pick as well.
Number one, yeah. I stole it from you.
Is it just because that word's in it so many times?
No,
it's a joke.
The fact that I remember, like, why it was relevant at the time and how it, like, plays to... I mean, it's a very Randy-based episode, but in terms of South Park history, it's one of the best episodes just because of how well you can remember the themes and what was going on at the time because of it.
And Trey says it's one of his favorite things they've ever done in all the history of the show is that.
I still think all-time favorites is probably the Lord of the Rings trilogy episodes.
Those are great.
Like, those are probably, like, definitely within my top 10, all of them. That's true. This one's up there, too.
And is the, like, I just... The fact that they came up with, like, naggers, and it's so similar to that, like, yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, like, you know, I don't know how, there's no statistics on this, but, like, I'm sure many people were on Randy's side of, like, ooh, wait, what could that possibly be?
Well, I love that it's pointed out to him when he's apologizing, it's like... The category was people who annoy you. You know, it's like, it doesn't make it okay.
No. But I would love to know how many people were, like, legitimately just thinking, like, ooh, wow.
Well, there was a, I don't know if it was around this time, I think it was the, where that meme from Jeopardy comes from, where it says, blank UCK, me in the A blank blank tonight.
Yeah.
So it was like, I don't think anyone actually on the show guessed it, but I think a lot of people were like talking about the fact that everyone in their homes was thinking, fuck me in the ass tonight. When it was luck be,
I know
in the,
I was.
Luck be in the air tonight. So like, I think it was a play on the fact that like, oh my God, people can take these things out of context and like guess the wrong thing.
Yeah. All right. So my number one pick, this is not... necessarily for this just one episode, but it's in general, Randy being Lord. This small little thing that just was kind of like a throwaway, and then because of a reporter being like, how dare you, South Park, you know, make fun of Lord, and then of course they made fun of the reporter and Lord, and it just blew up into this big thing, so much so that Lord just had a blast with it. She like even did her own parody video of Yah Yah Yah.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know that I had much of an opinion on Lord before this, but the fact that she found out about it and actually did that, I'm like, you know what? That's actually a pretty cool thing. That's they have a little bit of sense of humor.
One of my favorite parts of the episode is that it wasn't just Trey and Matt. It was Sia as well doing an impersonation of Lord, because when you hear him, like when they do the auto-tune and he's showing Stan, and it's like, waking up on a Tuesday, finding a bathroom, pooping, and then it's like, getting up on a Wednesday. And it's all, the whole song's about having his own stall, bathroom stall to take a dump in peace. Because all he wants is to have his own bathroom to dump in peace.
Which ties into, because Cartman, he was pro having...
Cartman wanted
gender,
people not to,
gender neutral bathrooms. Yeah.
And this was, again, very poignant for the time, for everything, everyone that was going over. But the fact that they actually had Sia do the voice for the song of... I am Lord, I am Lord.
She's so cool.
Yeah.
So here we go. Here's exactly how anyone can auto-tune to become just like Lord.
This was amazing.
Wait, Lord sounds like a girl.
Auto-tune. You want to see how I do it? I come up with all my best stuff in the bathroom at work. I use this program to import the recordings I make on my phone.
Feeling good on a Wednesday. Sparkling thoughts, give me the hook to go on. What I need now is a little bit of shelter.
Dad, Lord's music is actually really good.
Thanks, but it gets even better when I have drums.
Feeling good on a Wednesday.
Then with the computer, I can actually quantize
sparkling,
everything.
Feeling good, feeling
back up
good,
instruments.
Thoughts,
and then finally, I use the auto-tune.
Sparkling thoughts, feeling good on a Wednesday.
And Stan just falls over.
What I need is a little bit of shelter.
Stan.
Oh my God. I don't even think I even seen this full episode.
Oh, you have to.
Because I know that this happened. I've seen all the Lord characters because it went viral, like how she looked and stuff. It was so funny. But I don't think that was epic.
I'm a little bit indigenous right now.
Oh, my God.
It was absolutely amazing. And by the way, Lord was even like, I knew I had a mustache, but I didn't realize people noticed that it was that big.
Okay. She's gotten roasted.
I think the quote from Lord in the first article about the episode was, I've actually never watched South Park, but apparently once you're on it, you've made it. So I'll take that and run with it.
I love that. That's Indeed. Kind of true, but they also pick random people to make. I feel like there's a lot of famous people they've made in episodes, but a lot of random famous people.
What also depends like on how... Fish. It also depends on how long ago the episode's from.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Brian Boitano.
I don't even know.
Brian Boitano was that was the Mecha Streisand.
But of course the song's actually in the movie.
Yeah, in the movie.
But yeah, he shows up in Mecha Streisand, which is like episode 3.
Who was the other guy? Who was the turtle in Mecha Streisand?
It's a good question.
Yeah, super obscure. Yeah. Like they love bringing. I like this show has always been really good at just bringing in the obscure references and then just using people in the dumbest ways. Yeah. George Clooney being the dog is the best example I think.
Yeah.
That I can think of.
Best example.
We'll explore those next time.
There you go.
I do want a couple of honorable mentions. Let me know if you guys agree. Sarcastaball. Remember where they wanted to make football a little bit more easier and lighter for all the kids? And Randy's like, yeah, why don't we just all play with balloons? You really think that's a good idea?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because the kids will love playing with balloons.
I forgot about that, too.
Yeah.
Well, because I grew up with those orange rubber balls. Like when you play dodgeball back in school, you had like the kickballs that you could peg people with, and then they replaced them all with those huffy balls that you couldn't throw at all. And like it's been the dumbing down of the kids, and now kids can't lose or win. Everybody gets a goal. It's the same.
Everybody gets a trophy.
They shouldn't make us all play dodgeball, though. Let's be honest.
Did you get hit a lot with
dodgeball? No, I didn't get hit. I was pretty good, but I did not want to be a part of it. Because the moment you make eye contact with someone you know, it's awkward.
I thought this was America!
And by the way, this should have been everyone's number 2, because it certainly was Randy's. An episode called More Crap.
Absolutely.
So good.
Hot, 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 hot.
It's 32 Keuriks!
It's
a Katy Couric.
It's him against Bono in a match to see who will poop out the biggest crap. And unfortunately, Bono, up until the last second, was winning because he literally was a number 2. So
it was amazing.
Anyway, so those are various picks. Let us know if you guys agree, disagree. How would you rank them? You know, but be constructive.
Yeah, if like we always say, if you hate us, just tell us why you hate us. If we're stupid, tell us why we're stupid.
That's right.
Why are you smarter than us?
Just comment, though. Like, comment on the video. One more comment so we can talk to you guys.
Like, don't just write, fuck you. Write, fuck you, cuz of X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. Or like, fuck you, Phil,
because of X, Y, and Z. Yeah. Yes. Anything else to add before we wrap this up?
They're actually going to write X, Y, and Z. Watch.
Know, okay,
right? You're probably right.
You know what? I hope, because at least then they listen.
There's going to be like 5 of those comments now that you
My honorable mention is the gluten episode, just because of them locked in the Papa John's and the dick flying off like a rocket. Just that scene always makes you laugh. But that's it.
Good choice.
Perfect. All righty.
Well, there'll be a new episode next week, from what I understand from my TiVo.
That's right. We'll be back as well. So, but this was certainly fun. A nice foray into other episodes we'll be doing in the future. So, certainly a great episode. A lot of fun. Hopefully, you guys agree. In the meantime, where can people interact with you, Steph?
I'm Steph Sabra, and you can follow me at Steph Sabra.
I'm at Christian DMZ, and I'm at AfterBuzz Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays.
Oh, but not next week, because you're gone.
Well, I won't be here next week because I'll be in New York. But depending on the episode, maybe I'll Skype or send you a quick little video about something. Or maybe I won't.
Hey!
All right, looking forward to that.
Maybe.
You can find me on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux.
And follow me at Phil Svitek. Thank you guys for joining us. Follow us here at AfterBuzz TV. Oh, and one last thing. If you like what we do, then we've moved channels. So go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV animation, because that's where this episode lives and all the South Park stuff. And that way you're subscribed to not only this show, but also other shows we have in there. We're trying to be a lot more conscious of the programming in terms of not inundating you. So just putting similar content on the same channel. So
Anthony really wants to play this video, Phil. All
right, Anthony, play this. Oh, yes. This is Randy Marsh telling us. Go ahead, Randy. He has something to say.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Randy.
Thanks, Randy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll see you next time, Randy Marsh, and we'll see you guys next time. It's been an absolute pleasure. On behalf of Steph, Christian, Steven, and Phil, and Anthony in the booth, fuck off.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.